תרגיל זה בואי להפו ככמה מלוכס שלא יחשובים והיו במשכן ליטול דסנינו ולא יובס מלוכס. Even if something existed in the Mishkan, it doesn't make it enough, unless it's choshev. So the question is, what determines whether something is choshev or not? Tesis doesn't say. So it existed in the Mishkan, but still it's still odd. So the Gemara says it's still odd because it's not mentioned, spelled out by the Torah, but Tesis doesn't mention that. Tesis mentions the fact it wasn't choshev. And that's strange. So it exists in the Mishkan, but it's not choshev. So that's one gerse. And then there is another gerse. He is the Galse har the have the Mishkan uchshive. Korali av har the loy have the Mishkan veloychshive. Korali talodi. One second, the figure says zut zolchlima the boy etarte. Avu chshive veloy have the Mishkan loyif have talodi. So the question is, what's the difference between the first Gerse and the second Gerse? It's Hainach. Why? So what's the pshat in Tesis in the first Gerse? Ufihar Gerse boi lafuke kam moloches shel hoyuch shuvim v'hoyo b'mishkin ditelodis n'uvloyoves. So if something exists in Mishkin, it's not choshev, so then it's telode. And suppose it is choshev and it didn't exist in the Mishkin, it's an av. How could we say a thing like that? That wouldn't make sense. Something that is choshev, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, is an av. If it's choshev, so what is the criteria of choshev? What do you call choshev? Maybe running in a marathon is choshev. It's very choshev today. You know, I mean, it's participation in marathon. But no one will say that participating in Shabbos and marathon. So I mean, it will involve an Yisrael of Enik Shabbos, you know, the one to one, but it's not in Loch, but it's Choshev. It's Choshev.
But you can't get Malk, you can't get Misa for it.
So how can we say that Choshev by itself, not existing in the Mishkan, is the criterion of that? I mean, it's on child. So we have no criteria. What determines what is Choshev, what is not Choshev?
Breathing.
What?
Breathing is also choshev. Breathing.
Yeah, breathing is very choshev. Yeah. Well, that we could say that is done by itself. It's a normal thing. You don't have to exert any effort on the contrary. But I mean, so what is the criteria? So the Maram is the kashi. So what does the Maram say? That which was choshev in the midbar. Now, so how will we determine what is choshev in the midbar? Well, participating in the marathon, you can be sure, was not considered choshev in the midbar. It didn't exist. But what is the criterion whereby will determine whether something was choshev in the midbar or was not choshev in the midbar? So he says, these the gal say, hard have a mishkan yuchshive korali av, hard loy have a mishkan below yuchshive korali talodi, ufigir se zu tzorochlim ad boye taote. So according to the second girl said there are two prerequisites. According to the first girl said there is one prerequisite, choshev. But how could choshev by itself be the criterion? It's not shaykh. So the Maram says choshev in the midbar. What does that mean? Choshev in the midbar. What is choshev in the midbar? So you could say if it exists in the Mishkan, it's choshev in the midbar. But so then it's Mishkan. Now, anyway, you have to understand it. That I'm the Marshal Bishem Gilead. Let's see what the Marshal says. All the Marshal says, he mentions a certain Gilse in the Gilead atheist. Nichtav bitzad gilyan har de have a mishkin chshive korle ab. Har de loy have a mishkin chshive korle talodi. Ufi har gilse boi lafuke kamon loche shoy be mishkin shal hoy chshive de talodi sinu. The loy of it. So that we find in our tesis also, there's the first gilse tesis mentioned, that the criterion is chshives. But how could chshives be criterion? So the Maram adds chshives in the midbar. Auf jeden Gierse Bull erfüllt kann man auch schon in Mischken schon ihr Schubes Wolzen auf Löwes. Wies vor allem die Gasse, Harde habe Mischken Schiebe Kohle ab, Harde habe Mischken Leuch Schiebe Kohle Lauge. Pires, da habe Mischken Schiebe behoch. Das ist another Gierse, der Tau Tese des Menschen, der Gimme Menschen. In other words, the criterion is only existing in the Mischken. So, what does it mean? Why does it mean Schiebe? In other words, the fact that it existed in the Mischken, that makes it Hoshbe. That's very understandable. Harde habe die Mischken Chschive kolle, aber habe am Mischken die Chschive kolle. Pires habe Mischken Chschive behochel, Chschive behochel mitraf. Wie koschel, wie gierse seis, die chame zu lodi zoi am Mischken, die diese wird man temnim, heim helu kroschim, mikarkal a gole dein achnose, und meische wie jude achas, שכינו יש אבי זלבים, וזה כמחתים, וזה לזה, ושבית מדגדית, וזה זה נמישכן, and still, it's not considered enough. So that's a cash. All right. Then, ויש פורם דגרסה, הרדה הבי נמישכן, וכשי וקור לאב, הרדה הבי נמישכן, ולא יכשי וקור לאודה, ופי איסי גרסה בין ונטרתה, אבל כשי ולהב נמישכן, נמי פרטול. So the Gillian has three girses. The first Gerse and the third Gerse are the two Gersois that our thesis mentions, and the middle Gerse, that's another Gerse. But, you see, the first Gerse, the second Gerse, and the third Gerse is understandable. Understandable, he has a kasha about Meishit. Oh, I say it's a kasha. It's a kasha. But we understand it very well. But the first Gerse is not even understandable. In other words, Chshive by itself is the criterion, not existing in Mishkan. But then, so how do we know what is Choshev Choshev? So the Maram says what was Choshev in the Midbar, not what is Choshev today. The Chshives, you know, might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. So what was Choshev 3,000 years ago, it might not be Choshev today. What is Choshev today was not Choshev 3,000 years ago. And even the same time, in different places, it might vary from place to place. So the criterion is, according to that Gerse, what is Choshev in the Midbar. We have to understand it. What does it mean, what's Choshev in the Midbar? Now, the Eglital points out that there is a machlekes kashenim between Rashi and Rav Shlira Goyen. Rav Shlira Goyen. The Rav Avrom ben Rambam in the Tshuva, so he mentions the Rav Shlira Goyen. What's the pshat that hard having mishkin, that's the criterion for Rav. According to Rashi, so mishkin means something that existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. That means have a Mishkan. But something that did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan in the form of Kabonis. So that is not the basis for enough. And according to Asura Goyen, anything that existed in the Mishkan, not only a Milocha Enect, that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan daily in the form of Kabonis. So Mele is considered Isa the Mishkan. Now, let's say Eifer did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but the Eifer existed in the Mishkan in the Kabonis, you know, in the Menoches. So it existed in the Mishkan, but not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, in the functioning of the Mishkan. Kabonis, that was a daily occurrence that existed daily, not once, but daily. But in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan, it did not exist in the course of the construction of the Mishkan. So according to the Rashi, according to Rav Shlira Goyen, that the Eglital mentions in the Agdom. So according to Rav Shlira Goyen, as long as it existed in the functioning of the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction of Mishkan, it's already Yisrael Mishkan, and it's a basis for Melachos. According to Rashi, only that act that existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So that is considered the basis for now. So I think that even the Pshat in this thesis, the first gears, he told us, it exists in the Mishkan, but it's not Choshev. So the Maram asks, what does it mean? What is Choshev? So the important thing is Choshev. The important thing is Choshev. So you are Iker, the whole Aloch of Lamites Melachos. So is it Choshev? Who says that Ksivi is Choshev? All right, it happens Ksivi is Choshev today too. But suppose it will not be Choshev. How can it be Ladas that the criterion is Choshev? So the Maram says, of course, it means Choshev Nemidbar. Choshev Nemidbar. So again, the question arises, what is the criterion whereby you determine whether something is Choshev Nemidbar? The answer is, Choshev Nemidbar means that it existed constantly in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan. Afiyeh! It was Choshev Nemidbar. Because how is it Choshev Nemidbar? How is it Choshev Nemidbar? Afiyeh. In the Lechem Aponim, in the Menoches. It constantly, so it's very Choshev. So it's very Choshev. But if it existed in the, and that is Choshev. So that's Choshev Nemidbar. In other words, according to Rav Srira Goyen, so the fact that it exists, that a certain act existed in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan, that means Havel Mishkan, not Choshev, that's Havel Mishkan. According to Teisves, the first girl say, no, Havel Mishkan means that it existed in the course of the Mishkan, and it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But Choshev means not only it existed, it took place in connection with construction of Mishkan, but it was an integral part of the functioning of the Mishkan. Let's say Eife was an integral, not just it existed. It's more than existed. It was an integral part of the regular course of the functioning of the Mishkan. Lechem Aponim. In the Menoches, I mean, it's not just it existed. So sometimes the Gemara mentions something, where was Zerik in the Mishkan? Sometimes when those who did the Yerias, so the one had to throw a needle to the other, so he threw a needle. You know, some maybe it is Mishkan. But is that an integral part of the function of Mishkan? Just because sometimes he had to throw a needle. But Hafi of Lechem Aponim, it was not just sometimes. That was the regular thing, Hafi. Kobones. Some mele, that's the pshat in this. Ufi har gil se boi lafuke kamu meloches shalo yachshubim vohoyu bimishkon di toldes nino veloy aves meloches ki damrino enferit mametenim him helu akroshim mikarkala agole dahin achnose umeishi bidyute achas. But if something existed in the Mishkan, even at the time of the preparation of the Mishkan, the koshim, let's say, they shot it, that took place in the course of the preparation, the construction of the Mishkan. But it wasn't an important part, an integral part of the Lechem Mishkan. I mean, it's in contrast to let's say, Afir, which was used in the Karbonis, so it was the regular thing. But this, sometimes they had to be mentioned. They always had to be mentioned. Sometimes they had to be mentioned. But it wasn't a regular thing. So that is considered. But, on the other hand, it had a mile that it, when it did take place, even though it took place only sometimes, not regularly, but it took place in the course of the construction of the Mishkan. You know, they had to put up koshim. Sometimes he didn't have the koshim. So instead of, you know, of working hard and getting koshim himself, so he asked the other Levi who was standing on the other agole to fetch him. All right. But so it wasn't an integral part of the Avedis HaMishkan. It wasn't an evil part, it could have been avoided too. You see, the fear of Lechem HaPonim could not have been avoided. It was a din, you had to behave the Lechem HaPonim. But this, he shot, it could have been avoided. But sometimes, some of the Levim didn't want to work hard, so it was easier for them that the other Levi should fetch him. So it existed in the Mishkan. But it wasn't an important part of the Melachas HaMishkan. It could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. So that I think is the pshat in thesis. That makes sense. And that's what the Maram means. Choshev in the Midbar. What do you mean Choshev in the Midbar? Choshev in the Midbar means from the perspective of the Dini HaTorah, I mean what Aveda has to be done in the Mishkan. Afiyat Kabonis, that was an integral part of the Melochas in the Mishkan. I think that's the plain pshat in this. Alright, I think we'll leave it here. Alright, now, for tomorrow, so then, this is not a comedic Indian, but we have to go over it, you know. So then, so I think, in connection with the tasteless of Mukhubaras Ima Kulam Edesi, so it's important to go over the Rashbo in Shittim Betis. Rashbo. And if you have the Birka Shmuel, there is the Birka Shmuel. He mentions something. It's not easy to go through the Birka Shmuel because it's very, the Hasbora is very difficult in Birka Shmuel. All right, but maybe I'll discuss it. Okay.
So,
say that just I mean the third year say that the Mashal mentions from the Gilead, in other words that there is only one criterion. Have a Mishkan, but according to Avshalom Goyen, Mishkan doesn't mean construction of Mishkan. Mishkan means Mishkan in the Melachas of Mishkan, whether in construction or in the functioning of the Mishkan.
And Achnasa, what about Achnasa? The
tasteless
mentions
Chaknasa. The Gemara mentions where, in, you know, various places, so where there are others and told us, so to the same Kayetziben, and various places to the same Lafkayetziben. Gabitume will also have others and told us. So, the definition of Aftume versus Tolde of Tume is entirely different than the definition of Av Mazik, Afshen, and Toldeshen. By Nizikin or by Shabbos. So, the definition of Av and Tolde means you have a category. You have a category. So you write Roman numeral 1, and then you have A, B, C, D.
Subject.
So in other words, that's the main category, Roman numeral 1. So that you have, let's say, Shem. And then you have several kinds of Telodes. So the Telode is the same thing as the Av by Shabbos. By Shabbos also the same thing. You have an Abdeloche and you have
Tolde.
So you could say an Abdeloche, let's say, is Mifarek, Dosh, and then you have Tolodes, which are the same din, the same chema as Av. In other words, and it's called Tolode because it conforms to the characteristics of the Av. So, as we explained yesterday, so by By Shabbos, according to the Rambam and Rashi, there are two things. There is Meinav and there is Tolde. So Meinav means a Dinyan Gomo. Telode means Dinyan Ktsas. But the Dinyan Ktsas is substantial enough to give it the same level as the Av. So you could Mashein Kain by Tume. So it's something else, it's a lower level. So you have an Avia Veis, let's say. Mess itself is Aviyaveis Atume, and the one who touches a mess is an Avatume. Avatume is a much lower level than an Aviyaveis Atume, and the one who touches the mess is additionally Tume. And then let's say an Echol, so you have Isheni, and in Truma an Echol you have Ishlishi, in Kadesh an Echol you have a Revi. So it's not unlike Telode in Shabbos and Telode in Izikin, where Telode by definition means it conforms to the same characteristics as the Av. So it comes under the same category. But in Tume it doesn't come in the same category, it's a derivative Tume. In other words, in Shabbos and in Izikin, Telode doesn't mean derivative. It means it's a subcategory, not a derivative. In Tume it means a derivative. So to the same Lafka Yitzben, Dilov mitame odom vikeli, Vilutoldes echo mash mitame odom vikeli, lo mitame. Pitome mes, Mishinoga bimes avava tume, Dimes atzme avia visa tumeu, Vanigia beave ova tumeu mitame odom vikeli, Doxiv clashi irbeatomi eat more. והי קרוא ביתו ממש כסיבו מש מטעם אודם דו כסיבה נבשה ניגעס הוח המאי בניזיק הוח המאי. So the Gemara says אמר הפופה יש מן כייצי בן ויש מן לאו כייצי בן. So what is the מסקון of the Gemara? What is לאו כייצי בן? צרורס, that's לאו כייצי בן. But all the other told us is still the same Kayitzeben. But even Tzuras of the same Lav Kayitzeben, it's not like Tume, Rosh Leyazmin. By Tume, Tolde by definition means it's a derivative Tume. But Tzuras is a Tolde Shemregel, it's not that it's a derivative Mazik. It's not a derivative Mazik. It's the same Mazik as Regel. Except that Lav Kayitzeben, Regel, where it's Begufei, where the Beheime is Mazik Begufei, so then he's chayv to pay, the owner is chayv to pay in the sholem, and tzchures means where the behime derech lucho is mazik al bikecho, not al bigufo. So then he pays chotz nezek. But the definition of tolde, the regel of tzchures, is the same definition as tolde of regel of bipum yeshivir, except that there is no chiv tashlum of the neksholim, but only chotzi nezek. Mashinkim by tume, tolde means it's a derivative tume. But tzrures, keicha is not a derivative of regal. It's regal, it conforms to the characteristics of regal. Except that in view of the fact that he does it for its keach, not by its goof, so memele, it's the aloch lemeshem is sinai, the chotzi nezek. Hochamai told us the Shabbos Havikovis told us. Havikovis told us the Tumela Havikovis, Vachatol Nizik, my Miamina told Kaizabel, Ishnovlish told it. In Mizik Mishale, my Dilmeloy, Yeshman, come for Shmilzraf of Mishmaitin. So by Shabbos and Nizikin, told them means a subcategory. And by Tume, told them means a derivative. Not subcategory, but a derivative. Turn around, 1 second. The tasteless. The love me tamad me kelim goras. For the yasina not on godim. She loshin ze mash me tamad me tamad godim in tima vari to me mes. A sickly matres kaye itziben. The herav aoi kecholol. Why does the Gemara say by tume? So the same love kaye itziben. But there is a loch of herav aoi kecholol. That means that if a matres, let's say the sayef, touches a mess, so the sayef itself as a din of avia veis atume. And the same thing, if let's say a kli matres touches an odom who touched a mess. So the climat, the odor mutage the mess is an avatome. So the climatres, the touch that comes in contact with the odor mutage the mess is also an avatome. So it's still the same kayetze ben. Dinti avatome mess is climatra yetze ben yechal vay gecholo. And it's kayetze ben the kati in a isi kayetze ben. She isi climatres, in a isi climatres acha kayetze ben. But if a klimatres touches a mess, it's an avi aves. Suppose another klimatres touches this klimatres, it's not an avi aves. Not avi aves. So mele, it's not till the same kayetziben. What tesis means is, till the same kayetziben means that the tolde is analogous, is the same level as the av. In other words, it's a subcategory. Mashenkin by tume, it's not a subcategory, it's a derivative tume. But the by klimatres, the derivative tume has the same chena, but it's still al pedin considered as a derivative tume. In other words, it derives its tume by virtue of the fact that it touched the mess. But it has the same chena. Mashenkin by, let's say, so it becomes a mazik of regel by full contact with the mazik of regel. It's nothing to do with that. It's not a derivative to me. It's analogous. It's a subcategory. So this is what thesis means. So the yeshlima dakati neisik ayitzbe sheisik li matres neisik li matres. If it had been like is the same thing, because it conforms to all the characteristics, the same level, so if another matras touches it, it should also become an aviaves, and that's not so. The answer is, it's a told of tume. The tume of the klimatres of the cherev that came in contact with the mes is a derivative tume. It derived its tume not because it possesses the characteristics of the mess. It doesn't possess the characteristics of the mess because he touched the mess. But there's like this akosuf of Cherevai Kecholol, that the first klimatres that touches the mess, so has the same chena tume. But its tume is a derivative tume. It's not, the tume is not a mess. So that's an inherent intrinsic tume. He didn't derive it from anybody else, from other source of tume. The tume is inherent. A nide, a zav, a sheretz, nivele, has an intrinsic tume. Intrinsic tume. He didn't get its tume, he didn't derive its tume from other source of tume. The source of tume is intrinsic. It's inherent in the mess. Mashein chain, the cherev, areik, cholol, the touch the mess. The source of tume is not intrinsic in the cherev, but it derived it from touching the mess. So mele, it's not mashenkin told us of nizikin. So every tolde, so the source of tume is intrinsic in the tolde, not in the av. You see, why is bipum yeshem befiyo? A tolde because of its own. Of its own character. By tume, it's not of its own character. It's derived from somebody else. It's a derivative tume. What? No, some mele, of course. If the halach had been all the time that it has the same chimea, so then we would say it's all the same kayetzibet. But since it's not all the time the same chimea, so we can't use the expression till the same kayetziben. So we say till the same laf kayetziben, but there are certain halachas that they told, even though it's not kayetziben. In other words, it doesn't have the source of tume in itself, and the source of tume is derived from the av, from outside, from external sources, but it has the same chena of tume. So the shear itself has three of us. three mazikim in here. Karen and Chen and Regan. Karen in Nolan, the Tanabonon, Kiyigach in Nigir, Hela be Karen. Shenema Vyazlit, the Oben Kdino, Karni Barzal. Vayina Kiyoma Radishem, there is Nagar Saron. So we see the Tutkanaim with horns, there is Nigihe. Vayna prayer share of the lady Kanarim Kanabe Mami Nagar. So Bohemami Nagar, with Kanai. My Vayna. Why do they have? Because the posik of Ayasli Sikyobazal is not in the Torah, it's mentioned in Milochim. So maybe you cannot learn out the meaning of Kiyigach from the posik in Milochim. So that's why the Braise mentions the posik in the Torah of Rishodri Kanim Kanvam Nagar. It's not the question of Yalfuse, just finding out the meaning of Yigach. So how can we say Divateyom Divikabor Yalfino? Elamari Tei me kipolikachmone bintam limued animile bitlusha. Avo bimchubere sei me kulamedesi. Because I could say, if we just did the posik, or I asked to see your bank line, or Kani Basel, so then I would say that Kiyigach is Bikeren Tusho, like the Kanaim, the horns of your bank line, they were not attached to Ishea, to Behime, they were detached. But, so what would it mean if Kiyigach means Bitlusho? So Rashi explains. El hoche iets voor weinig aan de maude teme kichol ik achmanen min tamel in medes die bescheer tam ksiv en chotse es kaspe die me shalem el chotse nezek en we moed ksiv shalem en shalem scheer tach asher en shalem en shalem hanen mille bekeren tlusha dum jere kanitz die oben knaino och again. So what would it mean if we assume, it's not like that talibidemis, but if we assume that Yigach is only Bikaran Tusho, so then the halacha would be that when does the Torah say if a sheir is Negeach, so the owner pays Chotzinezek until he becomes a Muet, so then he pays in the Gesholem. If the Behime takes Kanaim Tushim, Ken Shozo Abemo Akerem Ben Shineo, put it in between its teeth, and then it goes. Then, so. That's very unusual. I mean, all right, a little bit MS. So, Tam, when a behemoth goes with its natural horns, so it's also unusual, but there are degrees in unusual. But for a behemoth to take, you know, a kamayim tlushim and put it in the teeth and then to go, that's highly unusual. So, I would say if we just had a pasuk of a Yaslis Yok, Ben Knaino, Karni Basel, that the halacha that the Torah says that Isheir Tam, until he becomes addicted, Pedona pays a Chotzin Ezek, is only limited to the case of Nikicha B'Kanaim Tushim. That's highly unusual. But Kanaim Choborim, so then he pays the Sholem at the very other. Die Hosse am Kiyas Abbe Mekia Mishinel in Okados am Badlim Sham Tam Kule Nezek Mishum Dein Daak Bekach Vil Hoyer Li Balim Nishmeu Da Vase Avo Mechuberes Di Urcheu Eime Kule Medes Slup
Rashi and Rashi that
Mechuberes
would be
Mamash Keren
too, just
at the Chimukim between. That's right, we'll soon discuss it. Avo Mechuberes Di Urcheu Eime Kule Medes Afil Bitrium Sham Nezek Toshma. So that's why the Braise mentions other posik, and there it has reference to Kanaim Mechoborim. Kanaim Mechoborim, of course, it's in a figurative way. I mean, it has reference to Yosef HaTzadik, but it means, but it has reference the Moshelis of Kanaim Mechoborim, not of Kanaim Tlushim. So Mele to tell us, Toshma Priodalei, that even by Kanaim Mechuborim, if the share is Negeach, so the owner only pays Chotzinezik. Toshma Vikarnarein Sibo Negeche, Al Mechiboris Name Kor Negeche, Uvistam Negeche Polgach, Monevin Keren Tamuli Keren Meyades. Now let's see the Tesis. Aval mechuber seima kulom meyadesim. Lishalim nezek shalim afilo vipam rishaino vimteim al hei Tesis. Why should we say that if we didn't have the posik, the raya, from the posik of Prishe Odalei, that Mechuberes Keren don't pay in the shalom? Mechateis, in Mitusha, after all, there couldn't be a chiyuv just mitzalasvar. It's not shaykh to say that one is mechuyev mitzalasvar. There has to be a mokim. So even though all the dinim of mishpatim, so it's called mishpatim. Mishpatim means the seichel is mechayev dvorim shilu loynichtivu ruino likosev. But if the Torah didn't say it, he wouldn't be mechayev alpi. So, but the Torah is mechayev. So the Torah is a parsha of Shem. The Torah is a parsha of Regal. The Torah is a parsha of Keren. So the chiyuv of Keren is determined by what the Torah in the parasha of Ki Yigach says. And if Ki Yigach has reference to Kanaim Tlushim, so then there is no posik that says by Kanaim Chuborim that he has to pay in the Shalom. So Mechateis, we should say that without exos hakos. It's a very simple kash. Mechateis, mitlusha daike tlusha in mishoroves. Oh, but then we could learn it out from Shoravis. We could say, but there is a posik by Shen, there is a posik by Regel, there is a posik by Eish, there is a posik by Beir, there is a posik by Odom. So Melo learned out, we can learn out for Ibamotzinu, just the Torah is Mechayev. The owner of the Sheol is Mazik through the Regel. So the same way, the Torah is Mechayev Nezek Sholem. The owner of the Sheol is Mazik through his Keren Mechuber. But Keren Tolosh, there is special Zerosakosov, only Chotzi Nezek. But as far as Keren Mechuber, or the Zerosakosov doesn't discuss that, so maybe we learn it out from the other Mazidik, from Mamatzino. So Hoteinach the Mandoma Keren Adife, the Kavanosi Lahazik, Vafil Kerenos. In order to understand this day's verse, we have to run over briefly that Gemara Dafe. Even though it's a complicated sugya, it's not so poshut. But just briefly. Daf Hey Omud Bey Omud Aleph, the second line from the end of the Omud. I just want to run briefly over it. So the Tan of the Mishnah says, if the Torah had mentioned the Chiyuv of Sheir, couldn't learn out Mave. Because the Kulas of Sheir are not like the Kulas of Mave, that means, in certain respects, Sheir is more Chomor than Mave. So the fact that the Torah says Sheir is Chayev does not necessarily mean that Mave is Chayev. Maybe Sheir is Chayev because in a certain respect, it's more humble. And if the Torah had written Mave, I couldn't learn out Sheir. But then, let the Torah mention two Mazikim, then learn out all the other Mazikim. Licht Rachmon et Tarte, v'teis idach anayi. Hodor Omar, no, Chodem et Tarte loyos. Even if the Torah had mentioned two Mazikim, we couldn't learn out the other Mazikim, because the two Mazikim together might have a common aspect of Chaymer that the other Mazikim don't have. Hodor Omar, Chodem et Tarte loyos, Omar Rove v'chule, Kishod is Beir Binaye as Yekuleb Masad. So Teisves, he puts a certain limitation on the din of the Mishnah. Like this, one would think that according to the Mishnah, each Mazik has to be spelled out explicitly. And if the Torah wouldn't mention a single mazik, we couldn't deduce it from the other mazik. That's how it would appear. So Rav says, no, it's not like that. If the Torah had mentioned one of the maziki, together with Beir, Beir plus another mazik, Beir plus Sheir, Beir plus Mave, Beir plus Eish, in other words, Beya has to be one of the two. But Beya together with another one of the mazikim, so we could learn now with the other mazikim. Vikule kishodis Beya binayasi kule masad libamikar. But one mazik we couldn't learn out from the combination of Beya and another mazik. In other words, suppose the Torah had mentioned Beya veish, so he could learn out Odom, he could learn out Regel, we could learn out Chen, but Keren we couldn't learn out. Why? Because all the other mazikim Beya and any one of the other mazikim have a chaymer ligabi Keren, because Keren has a certain kule. What's the kule? What's the lenient aspect in Keren? Because we could say that, you know, the others are rogil, you know, to do damage at the very outset. Mashink in Keren, so at the very outset it's mishune, it's unusual. Keren is mishune. It's mishune. So mimele, if it's mishune, so that's a lenient aspect. So if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Regal, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Chen, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Odom, we could learn out all the other mazikim, except Keren, because Keren is vis-a-vis the other mazikim more lenient, because it's mishune da'oset. And in order to become a natural thing, it has to addict itself, it has to habituate itself. Malikul shachin liadim itcholos uman dioma adara bekeren adife shekavnosi lehazik afil keren ameasi. But however, the mandoma who says that keren has a strict aspect, so then keren, what's the strict aspect of keren? What's the strict aspect? The lenient aspect of Keren is the fact that it's Mishun at the very outset. And it has to become a normal act through habituation, through habit. So that's the lenient aspect of Keren. And what? And there is one Mandoma who says, on the contrary, that Keren has a stringent aspect. Why? Because it's Kavnosel Hazik. In other words, you see, because Keren, you see, the other mazikim, they do not have a malicious intent. Regel has a malicious intent. Regel doesn't have no intention to harm anybody or anything. But as it walks, so that's its nature. It steps on something and this, it steps on something, or with its the pumye shebifio. It's mazik, but without any malicious intent. Mashink in Keren, Keren is a terrible mazik. He has a malicious intent. Some male on the contrary. So that's a stringent aspect. So that is a special reason as to why the owner of an animal who has wild intentions, ferocious wild intentions, so he is mechuyev to exercise care, extra care, to curb the wild nature of the animal, on the contrary. Now, so why does the Gemara say, Ulman Domar Adra Bekeren Adifesh Kavnos Lahazik Afil Keren Ameas? Oh, so then the question is, so why does the Torah have to tell all the Mazik? Let the Torah just mention Beirenish, or Beirendregel, or Beirenchen, Beirenodo. And then we'd learn out, why does the Torah have to mention parshas dealing with each individual mazik? So, if the Torah had only mentioned Beir and Odom, so then we would know Odom is, they would know that the Chen is Chayef and Regel is Chayef, and according to Mandoma, we would even know that Keren is Chayef. So, why does the Torah have to spell out? But the fact is, they are special Gzeros HaKosufs. Special Gzeros HaKosuf in each mazik. For example, Beir, so is Potter and Kelu. Eish is Potter and Tom. If we had learned out everything from Beer and Beer and Regal, so then we could learn out Eish from Beer and Regal. So the Torah has to mention the special aloches, every mazik individually, in order to advise us of the special dini that apply to certain mazik. So alamay hilchas because achmona hilchas saying kerem lechalig and tamol meedes shem v'regel, because if the Torah had just mentioned beir and regel. So according to Mandoma, that Keren Adife would learn out Keren also, but then I would say that Keren at the very outset is Chayv Nezek Shalom. So the Torah had to tell us, no, Keren at the very outset is not Chayv Nezek Shalom. And Shem V'Regel, so if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Odom, so then I would say Shem V'Regel is Chayv, but then I would say even the Shusharabma Chayv. So merely the Torah had to mention Shem V'Regel in order to advise us that Shem V'Regel has a special exos akosuf that the Shusharabma Potter. Be'er lift the Be'er Sakeli. All right. Well, Rabbi Yudin Chayv and Zekeli Be'er lift the Be'er Odom. Odom L'Chayv Baba Dvorim. Eish lift the Be'er Satom. So Rashi says, not going over the whole Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, one of the longest Rashis, but that Uman de Omar, 6-7, the seventh line from the end of the Omid, Uman de Omar Keren Adife, so Rashi says, Lo Yispar Sheikh, Rashi was not ashamed to say, he doesn't know who is that man Domar, but Rabbi Natam does say who that man Domar is. In other words, that man Domar, according to Rabbi Natam, is the man Domar who says, Pal Geniskim Amen. Because there is a machlekes in the Rukame. After the second two dots, Hanizek v'amazek v'tashlum, Itma, Paul Geniske, Rav Pope Oma Momeine, Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Oma Knossi. Now, there is momen and there is knas. Momen means, let's say, if somebody, let's say, another amazik, so he has to pay, so that's momen. It's not a penalty, he has to pay. Somebody borrows money, he has to pay, so it's not a penalty. Somebody has engaged the worker, so he has to pay, it's not a penalty. But he didn't do anything wrong, but he has to pay. Knas means he ganef, has to pay double. So the keren is mommy. It's not bitiras einish. But the kefil, the double indemnity, that's bitiras einish. That's a knas. Derech klal, generally speaking, if it's yesa mashi izik, so it's knas. If it's kefisha izik, then it's keren, then it's mommy. So the question is, Paul Geniske, the fact that the owner of the share is mazik with the keren, has to pay until he becomes imuet, only have damages, is dead by way of mamein, or is dead by way of knas? If we say it's by way of mamein, so that means that actually he should pay in the shalom too. But the Torah had consideration for him, so the Torah relieved him of paying full damages, of reimbursing the nizek fully. The Torah had consideration for him, had rachmonism, but actually he should pay whole damages. If we say pal geniske knose, so actually he shouldn't pay anything. But the Torah constantly, all right. So itma pal geniske raf pope oma mamein. Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Oma Knossi. Rav Pope Oma Momeine Kosova Stam Shvorim Lav Bechaskashimo Kain. Uvidin Hu Diboye Lishlume Kule. So Rav Pope says that it's Momeine, he says, the average axe is presumed wild, ferocious. if the average ox is to be considered as ferocious as wild, some melees, the obligation is incumbent upon the owner to watch it. He has a wild animal who is likely to do damage and to injure some melee. He is obligated to exercise care. If he doesn't, so he is held responsible. So actually, he should be mechuyev whole damages. He should be mechuyev whole damages. But to vidinu the boy lishlumikule v'rachmone u dechosal. But the Torah had rachmone sem. Why? They are katele aitur. Because he still did not addict itself. Ravune b'rid Ravishur amar knos kosova stam shvorim v'chaskashim okar. That the average ox is presumed not dangerous, not ferocious, innocent. Uvidinu some mele is not even negligent, the owner. Uvidinu the lishalim klal, v'rachmonu the kan say geich linter litur. Now we have to understand this gemara. What is the gemara? Both Rav Papa and Ravune Brit Rav Yishua both say that the din, the chiyuv should be different than what the Torah says. I mean, who are we to say what he should be? The Torah tells us the dinim, but who are we to say, I mean, the din, which din? There is only one din, the din of the Torah. So what does it mean? Uvidin of the boy lishlum, I mean, it's an inyan of hashkofe, but we have to understand that, I mean. You have to ask that. I mean, what does it mean? We didn't do it. So Ravune Barit Rav Yishua says, Rav Papa says, we didn't do it for me kule. And Ravune Barit Yishua says, we didn't do it for Shalom Kral. Which din? We have only one din of the Torah. And Hakol Meidim, there is no machlekes. The din of the Torah is, he pays, have damages. But Rav Papa says, there should be a din. There should be a din of paying whole damages, and then the Torah had Rachmonas Hanim, and Ravun Yeshua said there should be a din of not paying altogether, but the Torah cancelled. So what does it mean? The answer is Sedek u'mishpot mechein kisecho. It's a possible thing that the Sedek and Mishpot so are the basis of the kiseh of it. So in other words, the Dini Torah that is expressive of the Midrash HaKadosh Baruch. So in other words, the Dini Torah is a manifestation of Tzedek and Mishpat. There is a difference between Tzedek and Mishpat. Mishpat means strict justice. Strict justice. So from the point of view of Mishpat, Rav Papa says, so since Stam Shvorim is love has kashimo kain, so that means the average ox is to be presumed wild, ferocious. So from the point of view of strict mishpat, so then he should be chayv. He should be chayv. He has a wild animal, so it's his responsibility to curb it, to watch it. If it's necessary to close up the animal in a cage, let him close up the animal in a cage. If it's necessary to tie him with a chain, let him do that. It's his responsibility. He has a wild animal. So he's culpably negligent. He's negligent in a full way by not exercising care. Some melee, from the point of view of mishpot, so he should be chayev to pay whole damages. But sometimes the Torah deflects from Mishpat to Tzedek. From Mishpat to Tzedek, and that's the pshat, let's say, in the halacha of Keifa. No, if a sheir amuet kills a human being, so Hasher Yisokel v'gam b'ol of Yumus. What does Yumus mean? Misa v'shamayim. In Keifa, Yishe Solov. So then, he doesn't get Misa v'shamayim. So I mentioned, there is a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Venezre. Suppose he doesn't pay the kefir. So the Rashbam says his mamish chayv misa b'shamayim. And the Venezre says no. Why? Because, so what's the pshat of Yumus? Roli is Yumus. In other words, the chi of kefir takes off the chi of misa. So here, whenever we have kefir, so that means that the Torah deflected from strict justice to tzedek. Tzedek is even higher. That's righteousness, not strict justice, but righteousness. It's even more than mishpat. It's, by Avraham Avinu, it's mentioned in the Torah, ki dati v'leman Hashem, yaz yitzavez bonof v'shamru derech ad Hashem las yitzdoko mishpat. So it's mishpat and there is doko. So mele, from the point of view of mishpat, strict justice, if an owner of a shira muet doesn't take care of the share, and then the share is kills a human being, so he's chayv mishpat b'shamayim. He's a ritzeach, not a ritzeach b'yadayim, but a ritzeach b'gom. Why is he chayv mishpat b'shamayim? According to the Rashbam, he's mamish chayv mishpat b'shamayim. If he doesn't pay, why? Because of shefa damodom bodom domin shofet, like ritzeach al d'gom. If you have a wild animal and you don't curb it, and it's because of your neglect of curbing it, so is he gets killed, so you are a tzeach al digom, from the point of view of strict justice. But you can't equate him with a tzeach al digom who is mishase the kelev, a mad dog against the person. There is more of a rosha. I mean, there's a difference. The grome be yodayim and with intention, and grome being, you know, careless. So the Torah had rachmonis on him. So the Torah deflected from strict justice to tzedek, to rachmin. I mean, as Rashi says, the beginning of Rashi's, that the Rebbeinu Shalom really would have created the world with midas hadin, but Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom, took note of the fact the world couldn't survive with midas hadin. So then it's Hashem Elokim. So midas rachmin. So what does it mean, Hashem Elokim, when the Torah deflects on the Rebbeinu Shalom? The Torah deflects from din to rachmin. So tzedek tzedoko, there is a deflection. Whenever there is kefir, there is a deflection. Whenever there is kefir, there is a deflection from mishpat to tzedek. So let's say here there is kefir, so there is a deflection from mishpat to tzedek. So Bidin, he says here too, Rav Papa Omeni Kosov Astam Shvon Laveches Keshim Lekaimi. Uvidin, which din? The din of mishpat. If the Torah had applied the midah of mishpat here, so then there should be a chiyuv tashlumim, whole damages, because he's very negligent. The boy lishlumi kule v'rachmoni v'dechos alei. So the Torah deflected from mishpat to tzedek. The katal ha'iture is not so negligent. There is still a difference. He's not so negligent. Chavune perid Rabbi Shua omar knos. So the average ox is considered innocent, not ferocious. So actually he's not really negligent altogether. So, but then the Torah had considered, again deflected from strict justice to tzedek. Why? Because out of consideration for the community at large, you see. According to Rav Pope, so the Torah deflected from mishpat tzedek out of rachmones for the mazik, because he's not so bad. He's a nice person, but you know, Torah took notice of human frailty. It's true, he's ferocious, but after all, you know, human nature, they start, my dog, my ox, he is not a bad ox, I don't have to exercise care of him. So the Torah took notice of human frailty. He's not such a bad person. He's not so negligent. So out of consideration for the Rachmones, for the Mazik, the Torah deflected and declared his only chayev have damages. But it's moment. And according to Avunim B'Rav Yeshua, on the contrary, out of consideration for society at large, because if you will not be chayef, so every day, you know, an axe will go and there'll be, so society will not be protected. So out of consideration for the interest of society at large, the Torah constant imposed upon him is extra care. Extra care. So that's only mitzvah tzedek, not mitzvah mishpat. So mimele, it's gnosi. It's gnosi. So Rabbi Natan says, now again, the Gemara, here. Rabbi Natan says, Uman Rashi says, he doesn't know who is the mandoma who says, Ad Rabbi Keren Adiv Shekam Nos Lazi. Rabbi Natan says, yeah, that's Rav Popeh. Rav Popeh says the Sam Shvorim is Lav Cheskas Shimokaime. So the average ox is presumed ferocious, wild. Some end from the point of view of Mishpot, of Din. So then he should be Chuyev whole damages. But the Torah had Rachmonis on him. The Torah deflected from Din to Rachmin, from Mishpot to Tzedek. Some Mele, but the Chotzines, like his mommy. Because it's because of real negligence, so it's mommy. It's not an extra care, an extra knas that the Torah imposed upon him in order to induce him into extra care.
What is the Gedor referring to?
What is that?
What is the Gedor? How is the Gedor referring to? That he says, Badach
HaKedim. Yeah, the Gedor. Well, I'm not going there, Gemara. He means, he says, he has reference to Davdalet, Vilafka Lachimeri, Umashen Shin Kavanos Lahazik Chayev, the third line, Davdalet Amadalet, Keren Shekavanos Lahazik Likolshkin. So that means that Mandoma says that Keren is more Chomor than Shen, because if Shen, which is not Chomor, because it's in Kavanos Lahazik, it's not wild, it's not malicious. So then still the Torah says he's responsible. So Keren, which is wild, has a malicious intent, more responsible. That's what they're going to say.
Is this the minhag of Etam?
What?
Is it different?
We'll discuss it when we reach it. That's what they're going to say. Yes.
What is the criteria for when the Torah uses Midas Adin and Midas Rachman? Is there a criteria?
General criteria. Who knows? I mean, that's the Sadis Ateo. I mean, so what we find, whenever we find Kefir or Pidyon, there is a deflection from Mishpat Tzedek. Pidyon also, Pidyon Aben. You know, Pidyon Aben, you know, if you ever attended the Pidyon Aben, so the K and the S, and that's Takonis Agenim. My boy is Tvei. Bibincho or Bechomisloy. And then the father answers, no, Bibni. No, I mean, and suppose the father, when the king asks him, the father would say, no, I'm more interested in the five slot. Who cares for the van? So he doesn't have to be paid it. I mean, of course he has to be paid. But the gaining one is sucking that nusach. The question is, what does it mean? What is it? I mean, he asks, my boy is Tvei, as if he gives him the option, but he doesn't give him the option. So what kind of a takone or the gaining is sucking? The answer is, it's called Pidyon Aben. Why is it called Pidyon? He's redeemed. So Bishleima, let's say, Petach HaMeir is Tiv de Bisei, we understand. Because if you're not paid there, you have to, it's Osabanoye, you know, the HaMeir, and the Rafte. So, that's Pidyon. Pidyon, my Zosheini, Hegdesh, we understand Pidyon. Because if you are not paid the my Zosheini, so you cannot eat it, you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat at Bigdush, you're not allowed. So it's Pidyon. But Pidyon Aben, what kind of Pidyon is it? Redeeming. What are you redeeming? It's a chayv. You have to pay it. But why is it called Pidyon? So there too, whenever there is Pidyon, there is a deflection from Din Torachim, from Mishpat Tzedek. And let's say my Sashemi, only because the Torah had consideration for the person. Some male, but otherwise, he would have the burden of bringing the payers to Yerushalayim, but that involved a lot of hardship. It's not a simple thing, you know. And then he would have to make sure that suppose he can't go to Yerushalayim the next day, so the payers might deteriorate. So he'd have to take all kinds of methods, you know. To preserve it, it shouldn't deteriorate. So, whatever.
What's the Midas HaRachamim by Pidyon Aben?
One second, I haven't reached it yet. So what I mean, I'm talking now about Pia Maisa Sheni. So the Midas Arachman means that the Torah had Rachmanes upon the Jew. He shouldn't have the burden, you know, of preserving the Peres. He shouldn't rot, and there is an unavoidable, inescapable rotting that he would have to suffer. So the Torah had Rachmanes on him, so the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek, from Din to Rachman. The Torah said, you can be paid it. And then once you are paid, you can either pay us, you won't have any loss, nothing. So, and when you are able to go to Yerushalayim, then you take the money and start a kesef v'decholach. So, by Pina Ben too, there is a deflection from Mishpat Tzedek, from the point of view of Din, since all the prayerim of the Egyptians perished, and the Jewish firstborn did not perish, and Uzos HaMitzrayim said, Amin, Haloloi V'Avizorav, Haloloi V'Avizorav. You think that Uzos HaMitzrayim had no argument? It was a good argument. But the answer is that, so from the point of view of strict justice, so Chas V'Sholem, the Jews' firstborn could also have perished if the Ribbono Shel Olam had meted out the Midas Adin. Haloloi V'Avizorav, Haloloi V'Avizorav. But because of the sof, but it's a result of that. So there was a Matan Torah, and there is a Yemes HaMashiach, and there is a Trias HaMeisim. But there was a deflection from Midas Adin to Midas HaRachamim. So that, but if not, some melee, from the point of view of Din, the Kehen. And you know, Bisman Bisamigdor, so you know, the Kehen was dedicated to Avias Amigdor, not like today. Today, a Kehen, not a Kehen. I mean, they are all involved in the same thing. But Bisman Bisamigdor, so the Kehen is Yerem Shvatechol Yaakov, Yisrostro Yisroel, Yosim Ukteiro Bapecho, Vicholam is Bechecho. So from the point of view of Mishpot, since the Ribbono Shel Olam spared the firstborn when Mitzad Adin, so they should have perished too, as Uzos HaMitzrayim said. So Mimele, so out of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kehen should have custody over every pro. It would be good for the pro to be raised by the Kehen Bisman Bisamigdash.
But a slave out of him?
Chas V'Sholem, a slave. He would raise him, not a slave, Chas V'Sholem. He would raise him Bigdushe. Bigdushe B'Tare, Chas V'Sholem, a slave. But how would the father feel? How would the father feel? Even if the son is taken away and is raised by the God Lador. So would he feel, would he be happy? After all, human being is a human being. And the father would miss the child. All right, Chano. So wasn't the Madrege that she voluntarily turned over Shmuel to Eliake? So it was Chano. But who is in the Madrege of Chano? So it would be a big tzar, you know, for the father if he had to turn over custody over the firstborn son to the Kehen, Even though it would be, on an ideal level, it would be wonderful, but not in that Madrege. So the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek. That's why it's called Pidyon. But that's why it's called Pidyon. But let's say, just as according to the Ben Ezra by Kefa, so even if he doesn't pay the Kefa, he's still potter of Mizrach Shemayim, the Rashbam is chilek. But vis-a-vis Pidyon HaBen, there it's certainly like the Ben Ezra. It doesn't mean if he doesn't give five sloim, so then the Kehen is custody. The fact that if the Torah had not mentioned the din of Pidyon HaBen of Chan Shloim, then the Kehen would have custody. But the fact is that the Torah deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek, some melee, because of that, the Kehen never has custody.
Isn't it only because there's no specific Kehen? You can always, in reality, if in theory there would be one
coin,
it wouldn't be able to have custody, even if
Chas V'Sholem, Chas V'Sholem, Chas V'Sholem, because the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek. If the Torah had not deflected from Din Torachmin, then every poor would be turned over to a Kayan to have custody. Which Kayan? So that it would be like Trumas, you know, I mean, like Matnes Gune, which Kayan? So the Bailim would have the Tevis Anoye to decide which Kayan should have custody. Would have a Tevis Anoye, but a Kayan would have to have custody. A Kayan have custody. But the Torah deflected, that's why the Kayanim were misaking my boy's thing, not the Chasvi Sholem. If the father says, no, I am interested in the five Shloim, you keep the key, you keep my firstborn, and you have custody. Chasvi Sholem, he doesn't have the option. But if the Torah had not deflected, then you would have custody. So Mele, the Kayanim were misaking that Musach. Anyway, I deflected too, I mean. So let's go back 1 second.
Just one other thing. According to Mandy Omer Holtz, Palganis Knossos.
Yeah.
So how does he learn Ubedin Pushe?
All right, because from the point of view of strict Mishpat, he should be Patali Gamre, because the average ax is innocent, he's nice, he's not wild. But what would happen to society at large if the owner of a shir tam wouldn't have to pay a thing? So many people, I mean, everyone would be induced not to exercise care. Why do I have to exercise care? Why do I have to bother and curb my ox? That's a big nuisance to me. So then society wouldn't be protected. So the Torah imposed a knas to pay chotineze. Why? Even though mitzad mishpot he shouldn't have to pay, but mitzad tzedek, it's extra behavior, you know, so he should pay. Now, let's...
Tzedek on society?
Says tzedek to society at large. According to Rav Pope, it is the tzedek towards its rachmones, compassion towards the defendant, you know, the guilty party. And the contra of Rav Yeshua is the tzedek towards society at large. אבל מחובר עשים לכולו מהדסי, לשלם זה שלם, אפילו פעם ראשון, ואם תהינה, ואם תהינה, אם היתס, אם יתלושו דיוק יתלושו, אם מישור עובס, הרתי נחלמן דומה קרן עדיף, ודק אבו נוסע להזיק, ואפילו קרן עושה, וכנפור שם תם לקמון, די נחלמן דומה פולגניס כמו מיינה, דיס לסתם שבורים לה, וחזקה שימו כאן, אבל דמה פולגניסקי כנוסה דיס לסתם שבורים בחזקה שימו קיימה לא יעשי קרן מכולה כדי אמרינו לי כמון כי שעוד הסבר בנאי יעשי כולה בא מקרן דיקל מפרח שחי מועד מתחלוסון פירש דארק על ההזיק מה שאין כי מקרן די בחזקה שימו קיימה So, Teisa says the Kashi. How does Gemara say, without the Pasuk? Of Shpriya Sheri Hodalei, I would, and if we only had the Pasuk of Ayasit Kiyo Ben Knai Nukarne Basel, then I would say that the parashah of Sheya in the Torah that says is Chayev Chotzinezek applies to Karen Tushim, but to Kanaim Tushim, but Kanaim Mechuborim, so even the first time he pays in the Sholem, Meichateis, how can there be a Chiyuv if there hadn't been a parashah of Karen? So Bishleim, according to the Mandoma, who says that Keren Adife, that is Rav Pope. So on the contrary, Kavanosel Hazik is more of a reason that the Bailim should be Chayev, because he has a ferocious animal who has malicious intent, so much more is he expected to exercise care. Can overshen the regular word where there is no malicious intent. But according to Mandoma, Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua, and we pass like Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua, that Paul Genis Geknose, so Stam Shvorim is Becheska Shima Kaime. So the average ox is not ferocious, he's innocent, he's good. He's good, he's a saint. But the Torah, because of the Knas, the Torah imposed upon the owner extra care, even over an innocent animal who is not disposed to do harm to anybody. So Mimele, it's not homo, so but the Torah has a posik that b'kanayim tlushim he pays chotzinezek. But why should we say that kanayim chuborim, so he should pay nezek shalom heichateise? Why, you should learn it out from Beir and another mazik, but Beir and another mazik have the chimer that the that the amuadim mitchloson masheinkin here they're not amuadim mitchloson. Masheinkin bekeren becheskeshim akalim v'yesh leima dilman doma talge diniske knose hu dikoma avol bimchuberes ime kulo meedesi v'yishalim nedek sholim parishenu. Lad mishum districh kol ashminon dei meedes. Ela tane hutzrach lashminon lo vereye min aposik din chuberes name have bechol nigiche shelo itite leima adi nigiche. One second. Shelo itite leima adi nigiche heine bitlusho dumye dikani barzal di tzitkiyo avo mchuberes darke lahazik mitchelosei vinilmet mibeiro mechad miobes lechai lechatrineshon. So Tesis says as follows. According to Rav Pope, there is no kasha altogether, because according to Rav Pope, so the Gemara is very simple, because since if we didn't have a raya that kiyigach has reference to kanaim mechuborim, then I would say after all, keren is mochom, because it's kavnosel hazik. So Memele, but we have Exeros HaKosuv that Kerem pays Chotzinezek, but if you only had the Posik Mayaslis Tkiyo, I would say that Exeros HaKosuv applies only to Kanaim Tushin, but Kanaim Mechborim on the contrary, so we should learn out from Beir and Chemberegel that is Chayv Nezek Shal as Rove says. But according to Rav Pope, who says that Karen is not Chomor, Karen is Kal, so then the Pshat in the Gemara is, if we didn't have a posik of Prir Shiri Hodalei, then I would say, true that Karen is more Kal. Why is Karen more Kal? Because Karen is not Muidin Cholosi, Karen is Mishune, but maybe Karen is Mishune in regard to Kanaim Tlushim, then it's Mishune. But Kanaim Chaborim, it's not Mishune. It's not Mishune. And according to Ravuni Bar Rav Yeshua, who says that Keren is not Chomo, so it's only the Keren of Kanaim Tlushim, but Kanaim Chaborim is not even Keren, it's like Regel. So he should be Chayev. He should be Chayev. That's what he says. The man doma paulge niske knose hodi komar avo mchubere seimo kulu moedesi v'yishalim nedek sholim parashenu lab mishum di istrich kol ashminon dei meedes ala atane hutzrach ashminon lo verayim in aposig dem chuberes name avo bechol negiche shalei tite leima din kiche heine bitlusho dum yedik hane basel zit gyo avo bin chuberes darke lahazik mitchelosei v'nilmet mibeiro mechad miobes lechai lechatzun edekshon. So Kamashmala know that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Keren has reference not only to Kanaim Tlushim but even to Kanaim Chaborim. But while both are Mishune, but there are certain degrees of Mishune. So Kanaim Tlushim is more Mishune, is more unusual, unnatural than Kanaim Chaborim. But Kanaim Chaborim is also Mishune. But if we didn't have the posik of Prir Shiri Hodalei, I would say that Kanaim Chaborim is not a Mishune. But one thing we have to discuss, according to this thesis, so suppose we didn't have the posik of Prir Shiri Hodalei v'Kanarim Kanov, then I would say that the extra posik of Chotzin Ezek is limited only to Kanaim Tushim. But Kanaim Chaborim, I would learn out Avod Mechuberes is darki lehazik umitchelosei v'nilmed mibeir umichad miyoveis lechai v'lechatchil nezek shol. One question, I mean, it's not a kashe, but we have to understand it. Why does Stasis have to resort v'nilmed mibeir umichad miyoveis? Why couldn't he say that if we didn't have the raya from the posik of Prir Shir Hodalei Kanarim Kanov, then I would say the parasha of Keren has reference to Kanaim Tlushim because that's unusual. But Kanaim Chaborim is not unusual. Some male, if it's not unusual, why couldn't it be included in Regel? Why couldn't it be included in Regel? Tesis said doesn't say that without the posik of Prir Shiri Hodalei Kanarim Kanov, then I would say that Kanaim Chaborim is not even Keren. Because Keren has reference to Kanaim Tlushim. because that's mishune. But kamayim lechaborim is urche. If it's urche, so let it be included in regal. Teisus doesn't say that. No, it even without the raya of the posik of prayer shei hodol ikaner imkanov, I would know that he cannot be mechuyev for kamayim lechaborim on the score of regal. That not, but he alfuse of prayer bear v'chadnei. I think this is tolu in a certain machlekes between teisves and the teisves shamsich in mukbetzes at the end of the first perik and teisves ilchitos. Now,
you
could say it, but let's see. The Mishneh Daftes Vov Amud Bey says, Chamisho Tamim v'chamisho Modi, Habeimo in Meedes, Loi Ligach v'loi Ligei v'loi Loshech v'loi Liovetz v'loi Livet, Hashem Moedes Leachel Lesarolo, Horegel Moedes Lishber Biderach Ilucho, V'sher Amued v'sher Amazik v'shusan Nizik, V'odom, Hazei v'ari v'adei v'anomer v'abardles v'anochosh Harel Moedi. So the highest teyafis, the tamuadim mitcholos, who are the highest teyafis? Ferocious animals. Zeiv, Ari, Deiv, Nomer, Badles, is an animal we don't know exactly what it is. All right. But it's a ferocious animal. So they are nochash. So they are ferocious animals, and they are muadim mitcholos. The question is, on what score are they Mu'adim Mitzchlos? On the score of Shen, on the score of Regel, or maybe on the score of Regel, except of a score of Karen, except that Karen, all the other animals at the very outset, it's unusual for them to be Mazik, so Mele, it pays, have damages, but these are ferocious animals, so at the very outset, without addiction, without habituation, so they are likely to be mazik. So the pain is exalt. So there is a machlekes l'shem. Let's see what Teisves says. Teisves says as follows: that Teisves daf tezayin medalev the Teisves of Adam va'anocha sharei l'madim. So Teisves says as follows. We can go over. Teisves makes a distinction between Zeiv, Ari, Deiv, Nomer, Bardeles on one end and Nochosh on the other. Zeiv, Ari, Deiv, Nomer, Bardeles Achayev in Ezek Sholem at the very outset, Mitzachet, because they are more than Tchelosan, it's Yesh Anoy Lazeik, but Nochosh has no Anoy. And Thesis mentions ignoring Tainis that Laosid Lave, in a figurative way, there'll be a convention of old animals. It's in a figurative way. There'll be a convention of old animals. And then the old tshuva, you know, lost it lovely. So vishbati chay rom in oretz. Let's say the Rambam says that it's not kipshute, but the Rav says it's kipshute. So mele there won't be any highest day of it. So the old tshuva. So then they'll have a convention in a figurative way, and then the other animals will all be bali tshuva, but the other animals will say to the Nochash, all right, we want angels, but we have an excuse. We have annoy. You know, when we devour someone, so then, because we are hungry. But you, Nochash, you don't even enjoy biting. Why do you bite? I mean, they'll give him Musa. They'll give him Musa Shmuyas to the Nochash. So this, but you, Nochash, so the Gemara in Tiny says that the Baal Lashon Hara is analogous to a Nochash. Because, you know, certain people, you know, when they are Masi Gvul, they steal, they have to gratify their appetites. But Baal Lashon Hara, what does he derive from maligning the other person? Just sin and hatred. So, the Baal Lashon Hara is like a Nochash. So this is how Rabbi Shlomo Salanter explains the Gemara. It's shocking, on the surface. Rabbi Shlomo Salanter says very simple, because a Talmud Chochem, it means when a certain person insults the Talmud Chochem, and he's mivazeh him, and he calls him all kinds of names, you know, he treats him like dust. So then he has to react. So yes, he has to be an ikim nida, but not because of kovid atzmi, because of kovid ator. In other words, he should not enjoy if people, let's say, insult a certain person who insulted Talmud Chochem. That Talmud Chochem in his heart should feel pain, but he has to do it, because otherwise, so the whole kovid ator will be undermined. If every ruffian is able, you know, to treat the Talmud Chachamim like dust, so teil matei olel. So kol Talmud Chochem shenekim v'neita k'nochosh. If Talmud Chochem wants to be nekim v'neiteir, he has to act like a nochosh, just as a nochosh doesn't derive any annoye when he bites. So here he should do it l'shem shemayim. On the contrary, he should not derive any joy. And if he derives joy from the fact that certain people insult the person who insulted Talmud Chochem, so then he should not do it. He should not encourage them. He has to be naked in the knoch. Briefly, knochosh means ein anoy lezeki. So Teisa says, while hazei v'ari adei v'anomer v'abardles, are mishalem nezek sholem mitcholosei. And knochosh is mishalem nezek sholem mitcholosei, but there is one basic difference. Zei v'ari dei v'anomer v'abardles, are mishalem nezek sholem mitcholosei on the score of Shem. Because yes, I know Elazik. When a tiger devours another animal, a lion, a wolf, a bear, yes, I know. So it's like a behemoth eating bal. So it's chen. So when a tiger devours a cat, so it's also misachen. Because yes, I know. But in Nochosh, when he's mazik, he has no annoy. So it's not on the score of Shen, it's on the score of Regal. The taste Visham says that Nochosh is chayev nezek sholem mitzchalosei. So according to Teisves, so all the highest teyafes are potter b'shusarab, because Shem v'regel are potter b'shusarab. The taste Visham says, and zei v'ari adei v'anoma v'abardeles are potter b'shusarab, because their chiyuv is on the score of Shem, yeshanoy lezeki, but Nochosh is chayev b'shusarab also. Why? Because Nochosh is Urche. True, it's Kavanos El Hazik, but since it's Urche, so mainly it is Karen. But it is Karen, it's not Tezesh, it is that. Since it's Urche, so it's Regal, it's not Karen, even though Regal is not Kavanos El Hazik. And Nochosh is Kavanos El Hazik, but the Kavanos El Hazik is Urche, so mainly. So the Kavnos El Hazik, the malicious intent, is like Bipumya Shemifiyah. That's the nature of the Nochosh. So Mele is Mchuyev Mitzat Regel, so he's part of Bishus Rabbim. Teis Visham says, no, it's Urche, but it cannot be Regel, because Regel by definition means not Kavnos El Hazik. If it's Kavnos El Hazik, in other words, Regel is Mazik Dachiluch, without any intent. But if he has malicious intent, so by definition it's not Regel. But why is a chayav nezek shalom? Because of Karen. But you say Karen is chayav on chotzin nezek. The reason as to why Karen is chayav is also on chotzin nezek, because it's mishune. But by Nochosh it's not mishune. So he, at the very outset, he pays nezek shalom. So he's chayav misat Karen. So mainly he's chayav nezek shalom, even b'rshus rab. That is the shalom. So Teisus l'shitose. We asked. Why does Teisus say here? Aber mchberes dark al hazik mitchalose yuma id mi beir o mechad mi ovis lechayve lechatchile nezik sholem chal nezik sholem. So why does Stasis have to resort to yalfuse from beir and chad min haye? The answer is because Stasis l'shitose. If the Stasis chance had written that taste, so then he wouldn't say vinil med me beer mechad me ovis lechayve. Av mechaboras dark el hazik mitchalosei l'ficha chayev ficha so ulificha chayev One second, on the contrary, I mean. So